Our time together finishes here. I hope you have enjoyed yourself and you have had your fill of the beauties of Renaissance Ferrara. Permit me to make one last suggestion. Of a convivial nature, it's my favorite subject. To finish your visit to Ferrara in the right way, you need to relax a moment, and you need to indulge your appetite a little. Up till now, we've been occupied with the intellect and artistic and historic pleasures. Okay, if right now when you're listening, it's autumn or winter and the weather isn't the best for staying outside, I'd suggest you return towards the castle in the historic center of the city, along Corso Ercole d'Este or the parallel Via Palestro. Here you've got a bewildering assortment of restaurants, trattorias, and wine bars serving traditional dishes. Capellacci di zucca, a sort of pumpkin ravioli eaten either with meat sauce or just with melted butter, are a knockout in autumn. But equally, capelletti in brodo, macaroni pasticcio, and salamino da sugo, a famous Ferrarese salami, with potato are no lightweights if we're talking about gastronomic triumphs. If, however, the weather is good, the heat of summer or gentle spring, I'd recommend a picnic on the grass. Stop off in one of our many bakeries and purchase a stock of the coppia, the special Ferrarese bread shaped a bit like a butterfly with four twisted corners, and return to one of the palaces or green spaces we visited earlier. You've got a great choice. Next to Palazzo Massari, there's pretty Parco Massari, the biggest of the city's parks. Very shady and quiet, or there's airy Piazza Ariostea, or around the walls, or even the urban park outside them. Take your pick. For now, Ferrara is your friend. Thanks for coming to meet me. Come back anytime you like. Ferrara will always welcome you with a smile.